Okay, Rabbosai, today's daf is daf Nun Ches, and we're holding Nun Zayin Amud Beis, the last four lines on the Amud. We're starting a brand new Mishnah. And what are we learning in the Mishnah? Okay. We're talking about now measuring the Tchum. As you know, throughout our Masechta, we've been talking about that everybody on Shabbos and on Yom Tov has the right to walk throughout their local residence, which can be the entire city, and beyond that, another 2,000 amas. How do you measure those 2,000 amas? Says our Mishnah, Eid Moiden El Bechevel Shel Nun Amma Leipachas Velo Yoiser. You have two people, two surveyors, Yankel and Beryl, and they're holding on to a chevel, a rope, of 50 amas long. It cannot be shorter, it cannot be longer. Why not? We'll see in the Gemara shortly. When you're being molded, when you're measuring, everybody should be measuring from the same height. Because if one is measuring from his nose and the other person from his toes, then you're going to lose some of your 2,000 amas. Because the closest distance, of course, is going to be a straight line. If Yankel is holding the chevel next to his face, the other person, Beryl, is going to hold it next to his legs. So instead of taking a straight horizontal line, you're having a slanty line, and that's just going to take up more space. And therefore, it's going to cut away at your 2,000 amas. So, lo yimdod el kenege libay. Libay really means next to the chest. Everybody should be the chest. Obviously, there's some people who are taller, some people who are shorter, but the Gemara is just assuming that most people are more or less the same build and the same height. Now, what does that mean? You are doing your medida of the 2,000 amas, and as you continue walking and going, you notice that there is a valley, or for that matter, there is a wall. Now, how do you measure the valley? Let's talk about a valley. The same thing applies to the wall. The valley, you have to cross the valley, you have to go down into the valley, walk a little bit on the bottom, and then you walk up again, and then you come out on the other side. Now, from one side of the valley to the other, when we say the word valley, we mean like crevice, we mean large pothole, we mean a large decline in the surface of the level of the earth. Now, what happens is, it could very well be that from one end to the other end, it's only 40 or 50 amos, really a relatively small amount. However, if you're going to go and measure both the incline as well as the ascent, guess what? It could be a relatively deep crevice or a relatively deep valley. It might go down 1,000 amos just walking down into the valley and then walking back up again. Could be very, very steep. It could be very, very long down there. And therefore, you could lose your entire 2,000 amas. So the Mishnah gives us a rule of thumb, and that is mavlioi. Mavlioi means that if Yankel can stand on one side of the valley, and Beryl is on the other side of the valley, and they're holding this 50 amma rope, and that entire space of the valley is included within the 50 amas, meaning that from one end to the other end, it's less than 50 amas wide, then mavlioi, you just go and count that based on the rope. So, we two surveyors have left the city, we're going northward, we're counting and measuring our 2,000 amas. After 1,000 amas, we come to this large crevice in the earth. It happens to be quite, quite deep and quite, quite steep. But the good news is, it's not that wide. It's only 40 amas wide. So I asked Beryl, you go to the other side. I'm going to stay on this side. Obviously, you can't go and jump over it. You're going to have to walk around it. But you get to the other side, and we're going to keep on measuring with our 50 amma chevel, and that will be included in the 2,000 amas. And after that 40 amas of crevice of valley ends, we'll just move on and continue into our 2,000 amma medida, our 2,000 amma measurement. That's the lotion of mavlioi. Mavlioi means to really swallow it up, to to span it with our chevra. And then v'choiz lemidosei, and then he continues on measuring. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean he continues on measuring? He's been measuring all along. He never took a break. There's no coffee break involved. What is this choiz lemidosei? And the Gemara is going to explain, Yetz Hashem, that what happens if through this entire 2,000 Amma period, as I'm looking forward, I see this crevice. This crevice happens to be more than 50 Ammas wide. If it's more than 50 Ammas wide, I'm going to lose a lot of walking space. I love to walk on Shabbos because then I can go over the daf of the entire week. And if I have 2,000 Ammas, I can get through at least 3 dafim. If I only have 1,000 Ammas, I can only get through an amma and a half, a daf and a half. So I'd like to have as much walking space as possible. So if that crevice is going to be more than 50 Ammas wide, I can't be mavliyoi. The chevel is not long enough to overlap and to swallow up the crevice from one end to the other. So as we'll see, Mitchum the Gemara, and Rashi brings this here in some detail, what you can do is you can go and travel to the right or travel to the left. In other words, if I'm going northward, I travel to the east or to the west until I find where this valley may in fact start getting narrower and narrower. After all, this is a natural phenomenon, and therefore it's very possible that where that valley or crevice finally ends, it gets smack with the earth. There's no longer any crevice or valley there. And so therefore, we allow the people not only to go and measure the width of this valley going straight ahead, but also going to the right and going to the left. How far right and how far left can you go? Yet Hashem will see in the Gemara, up to 2,000 amos out of your tchum you can go, and out of where you're measuring. And then if in within that 2,000 amos, your valley has narrowed, so it's no longer 60 amos, it's now 50, it's now 49, it's 45. Great. Do your havlo'o there, meaning take your chevel, measured at that point. Baruch Hashem, we've included the whole valley there. And then, choiz l'midosai, and he'll return back to where he started off in the first place. Now Rashi says that the person is going to be using something like a binoculars. Sorry, somebody asking something? Ed, you're asking a question?
Yeah, I was had a question, I'm sorry.
Sure.
Hi.
Hi.
In your search for this area that you can measure the rope,
yes.
Aren't you using up all of your amos?
We're doing this during the week. We're not doing this on Shabbos.
Did you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Did you hear the question?
I heard the question perfectly, and it was very beautifully enunciated and expressed.
Okay.
And the answer is, we're not walking on Shabbos to do the measuring. We're measuring it on Tuesday morning. And we want to be able to go and establish for the community two askonim. They may or may not be getting paid. They want to be able to put up a sign and say, you can walk until here every single Shabbat. Every single Shabbos. Okay? So they come to this valley. They cannot be mavliyat with the 50 amachevel. So they're entitled to go to the right or to the left, not to the four corners of the earth. They can't go all the way to Australia, but they can go up to 2,000 amas to the right and to the left. And if they can find a narrowing of the valley, measure it over there. Whilst you're there, use a binoculars or a telescope to see exactly where that lands you up, where you started from in your midah, so you know exactly where the parallel point is, and then you travel back, and you continue your medida from where you started from, now already beyond the valley, because you've been mavliya it to the right or to the left. Okay, getting back to the Mishnah, higia lahar. What happens if you get to a mountain? Mavliyoi b'choiz l'midosai. Now, how are you mavliya when you're talking about a mountain? So, Rashi and Tosis over here are silent. However, if you turn the page to Nun Ches Omer Aleph, in fact, if you have a regular Gemara, not an art school Gemara, you don't even have to turn the page. If you look at the bottom, Toisus, all the way on the bottom, Toisus there is referring to the Gemara there, but he gives us the principle. Ein oimrim yikoy v'sakoysel, you see the first white line, pirush, sheyamed klunzois aruchin, mikan umikan, v'yimtach hachevel mizeh lehavliyoy. Ah, what's going on is Yankel and Beryl, they are not tall enough to go to the top of the mountain. But what they can do is take long klunzois. Klunzois are poles. And Yankel will hold a pole in his hand, Beryl will hold a pole in his hand, and at the top of the two poles, they will attach that 50 amma chevel. And now, we're assuming that the poles are tall enough, that they are above this mountain. Obviously, we're not talking about Mount Everest, we're talking about the normal mound, and therefore they're holding it tall up. And if Yankel and Beryl are able to go and be mavliya, meaning that the entire width of this mountain from end to end is less than 50 amais, again mavliyoi, then you don't have to go and measure the ascent and the descent of this mountain, which might add another 10, 20, 50, 100, 200 amais, but rather mavliyoi, if in fact it's within the width of that 50 amma cord, this 50 amma chevel, Baruch Hashem, it's only 50 amos, and then you'll be able to travel further beyond that on Shabbos. Continuing on the Choizel Midasi, the same as we said before, if we or you happen to be, in fact, it is wider than 50. However, if you go a little bit to the right or to the left, it's narrower. Oh, that's great. Then do your Havlo over there, and Choizel Midasi, and you'll return to the place you started off from and continue doing your Medina. Those of you that have art scroll in front of you, you'll see there are a bunch of pictures, for instance, here on Nun Zion 3, 57.3. You can see the two people with the two poles and the rope on top, both in the case of the valley, as well as in the case of the mountain, the mound that we just spoke about. Okay, anyway, continuing on. So now when you are going to the right or going to the left to try to find a narrowing of the crevice or a narrowing of the mountain so that you should be able to go and be mavliya it with this 50 amma chevel, don't go too far. Because what I'm concerned is, whatever anybody does in life, there's always somebody looking sneeze without somebody noticing it and possibly reporting it if they think that that's exciting news. So everything is being watched and observed, especially by observant Jews. So what's going to happen? People are going to see that the surveyors that are working out the tchum are all the way there in right field or left field. And they'll say to themselves, obviously you can walk there on Shabbos, because if you couldn't walk there on Shabbos, why are they doing surveying over there? They don't realize that the surveyors are just trying to find an ideal place to do the havlo'ah, to find where the valley narrows so that the chevel of 50 will be mavliya that valley. Therefore, says the Mishnah, mitzad gizera, I'm afraid that people are going to be mistaken and confused. They're going to think you're allowed to go and walk there on Shabbos when you are not. So don't go beyond 2,000 amis from the point where you have where you're doing your medida. In other words, we learned yesterday do now. of the story by Yamai. In this case, what do you think in this case? Rashi says it's going to exclude Ori Niklut and Egla Arufa when you don't say this idea. What do you do? You are the story by Yamai, Mishim and Meir, Shemati Shemek, Kadri, or Ori. Kadri literally means to make a hole. You pierce through the mountain. What does that really mean that you pierce? So, what you have to do is now switch your 50 amma chevel for a much shorter 4 amma chevel. And the same, Uvein and Shimon, when Yanko and Vera, they cannot see him on the two sides of the crevice because the crevice is 60 ammas wide or 100 ammas wide. So what are you going to do? You have to, include the measure of the valley. However, we're going to try to minimize whatever damage you have by the fact that you are measuring downwards and upwards by trying to give you as much of a level measure as possible. That measure is also going to be a horizontal measure from the beginning of the crevice to the other side, of the crevice, the other side of the valley. Maybe 40, maybe 50, maybe 60. It is 50. Why do you get to 50? Manani mili amar avyud amar avdi amar kro. Oyrech ha-chotzer meh va'amah v'roich v'chamishim v'chamishim. This is talking about the dimensions of the chotzer ha-mishkan, which we know was 100 by 50. And that's what the pasuk tells us. Oyrech ha-chotzer, the length of the chotzer was 100. V'roich and the width was chamishim. But the pasuk is a little bit unique in the sense that the pasuk says v'roichav chamishim pachamishim. I don't need that pachamishim. That word is totally superfluous. It could have said oyrechachotzim meya v'roichav chamishim. Vos is de pachamishim. Zok the Gemara, Omre Torah, what the Torah is teaching us is, Bechevel shel chamishim ama midoit. If you are measuring the chotzer, v'hu hadin, any other type of medida, any type of measuring that you are doing, use a 50 amma chevel. And that's what the pasuk is saying. V'roichav chamishim. You want to determine how the measurements are 50, use bachamishim, use a rope of 50 amis long. Aha. And even though this pasuk is talking about a chotzer, but we adopt this generally anytime you have to do a medida, use a cord of 50 amis. Well, this is all based on asmachta, because as you know, except for Reb Akiva and his Talmud Reb Meir, here in Bavli, we're all assuming that Iruvi Tchumen and the whole concept of Tchumen is Midrabanan. So the Rabbanan are using that Pasuk as an Esmachta that all Medidoi should be with a 50 Amachel. Says the Gemara, Behaimi Boyle Lita Chamishim Ulesavev Chamishim. Earlier on in our Mesechta, when we spoke about the size of a Karfev, remember, Karfev is an open piece of land which there's no building on it, and it's not a field or anything like that, that a person is allowed to go and carry if it's mukav, but shaloi ledira. Nobody's living there, but it's mukav. It has machitis around it. You're allowed to go and carry within that area up to a base sosayim, which is 5,000 amos square. We always use the expression sosayim kechotzer hamishkan. But there are a number of tanoim that say, but only if it's square, not if it's rectangular. What would be a square that equals 5,000 square amos if it's 70 and two-thirds by 70 and two-thirds? And we spoke about 70 and two-thirds yesterday. And once again, 70 times 70 is 4,900. 70 and two-thirds times 70 and two-thirds is approximately 5,000 square amos. How do I know that? So the Gemara earlier on said, Litol chamishim b'chamishim. What does that mean? Litol chamishim ulesavev chamishim. I take the second chamishim in the pasuk. V'roichav chamishim b'chamishim. I take that second b'chamishim. And what I do is, Rashi explained it in great detail earlier on, that you go and make strips. We had this back on Daf Chav Beis, Daf Chav Gimel. You go and take the 50, you cut it down into strips, and you keep on adding the strips on both sides to go and make it 70, right? You start at 50 by 100, you're trying to square it out, take the extra 50, go and cut it up into pieces and put it around the perimeter of a 50 by 50 until it becomes 70 and two-thirds, and say 70 and two-thirds, and that's your cheshbon, how it's going to be a 5,000 amos squared. Anyway, so I need that b'chamishim to tell you that did. So, Ibazoi, how do I know that Medida is with a Chevel of 50? So, Timorim came labor, Kro, Chamishim, Chamishim. Just to go and tell us the din that I'm going to take the extra word Chamishim and now take the Chotzer Mishkan, which is 50 by 50, and take the extra 50 and make it wider on all sides and surround it until it becomes 70 and two thirds by 70 and two thirds. For that, I could have just said Chamishim, Chamishim. Why does it say chamishim? Bachamishim? Oh, Shamas Minotarti, the extra base of Bachamishim comes to tell you. You're measuring, you know how you should measure? By using a cord of chamishim. So measure the 100 and the chamishim with a cord of chamishim. Now, lepachas v'leyoyser, make sure that it's not 45 and it's not 55. It's got to be exactly 50. Now, why? In other words, I have taka the pasuk, I have my esmachta. But what's the svara behind it? What's the logic? Says the Gemara, Tana, loy pachas mei shemarba, v'lo yoyzu mei shemimait. If the rope happens to be less than 50, the natural strength of two individuals is, as they're holding the rope, they'll stretch it a little bit, even though it's 50, but if you pull on it from both sides, it's going to get to 50 and a half, or 51. And we want this to be an exact measurement, and therefore, the reason why lepachas you don't take 45 or 40 neshamarbe, because since it's such an insignificant amount of rope, then the two of them can go and stretch it, and then therefore you're going to distort the count, the measure of the 2,000.
V'leyoyse, don't let it be 55 or 60. M'neisha memayit. What's memayit, says Rashi? Because what's going to happen is it's going to sag. It's such a long rope that we're pulling on both sides, we may not pull it effectively that it should be totally taut. There'll be a sag in the middle. And therefore, once again, that will distort the measuring of the 2,000 amos. So it's got to be exactly 50. So until now we spoke about the size. Now we're going to talk about the fabric. What is it made of? Omer of Asi, a moidin el bechevel shel afaskima. Make sure that you get a rope which is made out of the famous afaskima fabric or fibers. Now you're probably wondering, my afaskima, vos is afaskima. Oh, that's no problem. Omer of Abba, that's the famous nargila. Feitimora, my nargila. What is nargila? Omer of Yankif, dikla dechad navra. Dekeltroy, of course, is the palm tree. That's where we get our lulavim from now during Sukkot. And Chad Navar explains Rashi means one vine or one layer of bark that goes around the dekeltroy, which you take from it the fibers, and those fibers are used to go and manufacture the rope. Ikri Amri, others say, my afaskima. Reb Abba Omer Nargila, that's the Nargila that we just said a moment ago. But Reb Yankif Omer Dikla Dechad Navra, that's the vine that goes around the tree. And therefore, according to the second version, not that Nargila and Dikla Dechad Navra is one and the same. These are two different things. The first man, the Omer, says you need use Nargila thread, Nargila fibers, to be able to produce this surveying rope. And Reb Yankif says, no, make sure you use the vine from the dekel tree. Exactly now what the nargila means, we don't know. According to the first version, I know what nargila is. Nargila is the dikla dechad navra. But according to the Ikka the Amri, nargila is a big question mark. What was the fibers that were used for purposes of this chevel, of this rope? Tanya, Omer Reb Yishuv ben Chananya. Reb Yishuv ben Chananya is the famous Reb Yishuv that we have throughout Ch'as, where usually his father's name is not mentioned, just as Rabbi Yeshua. What does Rabbi Yeshua say? Ein lecha shiyofa lemedida yois mishal shalois shel barzel. Really, the best fabric, the best material that you could use for purposes of your measuring rope would be chains made out of metal, out of iron. Why? Because then you don't have to worry about stretching. It is nice and heavy. It's not going to shrink during the winter months, it's not going to expand. During the summer months, you don't have to worry about the two yankel and barrel stretching it too much. This would be a perfect material. Avmanasa, what can we do? Shari Omra Toira, Uviyodei Chevel Mida. Rashi says this is talking about the Mishkan of Yecheskel. And the Mishkan of Yecheskel, how did they measure it? With a chevel, with a rope. They didn't measure it with metal, but chevel with a rope. Oh, so we have to use a rope. We can't use a metallic chain. But I have another pasuk that's also talking about the Mishkan of Yecheskel. And what does it say? Ubiyado ish knei hamida. Knei hamida means a measuring stick. So what is it? Is it a measuring rope or a measuring stick? So tomorrow, hahu letari. The stick that you're talking about is for tari. Tari means she'orim. She'orim are gates. That when they were measuring the openings, the gates, there in the Mishkan, so then the openings of the gates were twice, 10 amos, 20 amos, for that they used a measuring stick. However, if you're talking about measuring the whole Mishkan itself, which much, much longer, using a stick is impractical, and instead we go and use a chevel, we use a rope. And we use a rope, similarly, to go measure out the tchum for Shabbos. Tanya Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef learned in the Braisa, Shloisha Chavolim Hay. There are three types of measuring ropes which are used, and they have made out of the following materials: Shel Magog, Shel Netzer, Bishel Pishton. And each one had a special, unique use. Shel Magog was used for the Parah, meaning we're talking about the Parah Aduma. Remember, the Parah Aduma was Geshochten not in the Beis HaMikdash, but outside on the Har HaZeisim, or the Har HaMishcha. And to hold the Parah in place, we would go and tie it with Megag. What exactly is Megag? The Gemara doesn't tell us, but Megag, Rashi is also silent, but the art scroll says Megag are reeds. So, Rashi here says, Eunuch Balaz. And the reason why we use specially reeds, says Rashi, Lefisha in a mekabelis tuma. If not mekabel tuma, and as you know, when we're dealing with the paraduma, we want everything to be betachlis hatahara. So we use a special reed material for making the ropes to tie the paraduma. Is it not? Kofsua, they would tie the paraduma bechevel hamogoig, with chevel, with rope that is made out of mogoig, out of these reeds. V'nastu al gabe marchosa, and then they would go and put the paraduma on its marocha. Marocha means the place where they're going to initially go and shecht it, and then after that they're going to go and burn it and have ash and use that for the tahara of Klai Yisrael. So that's Megog. Then you have Shel Natsorim. What exactly is Natsorim? Rashi says, Arova Klufa. They took willows. Oh, like the Arovis that we use today. Every one of these Gemaras is Merames on what we're doing today. Dover Be'ito Matov. We use today, we spoke about the Dekel. That's the palm tree from which you can go and extract lulavim. And now Natsorim are made out of Arova. Those Arovis, of course, are one of the four Minim, Arba Minim. So you take ropes that you used from Arova Klufa, somehow you take the weeping willows and you make it into a braid of sorts, probably similar to what we have in our Koshalach that we use on our Lulavim to put in the Hadassim and Arovis. But of course those Koshalach are made from the Alim, from the leaves of a Lulav. Here we're talking about using the willows, the Arovis themselves, and making some sort of braid. And what did you use that for? Lissoita. For a soita chas hashem, a woman that was accused of Nebuch adultery. Did not, like it says in the Mishnah, v'yachach mevi chevel ha-mitzri v'koishroi l'mal midader. We go and tie that high up on her chest. The reason for all of that is because the Gemara tells us, based on psukim in Parshas Soita, in Parshas Nosoi, that to go and warn her and to intimidate her and to threaten her and tell her, confess, otherwise you're going to have to drink the Mayim HaMa'orim, which Chas HaShalom could lead to a fatal destiny. So part of that is the Kohen goes and removes her head covering, and that's the Mekoyer that married women have their heads covered. And they also go and pull down on the dress, and Chas HaShalom, if they do a good job in pulling down on the dress might fall down. And therefore what we do is we put this rope made out of the willows on the top, so it'll hold the dress up, so she, Chas HaShalom, should not be totally unclothed. That was the second one. Shel Pishton LeMedida. Oh, for purposes of Medida, we used Chevel made out of Pishton, made out of linen and flax fibers. 1 second, didn't we say ago that you used for Medida, you used the Afaskima, which is Nargila, and perhaps that's also the same as the Dikla, the Chad Navra. Where are we coming out now with Pishton? Says Rashi, in fact, it's a Machloikis. The previous man, the Yomim that we had, said that it's made out of Nargila, which may or may not be that vine from the Dekel tree. Well, according to this Mishnah, according to this member that we have now of Tani Rav Yosef, you made it out of Pishton. In fact, you made it out of flax or linen thread. Okay, back to the Mishnah. We said how you moideid, you did a medida, you did your measuring, and the higia. Now, if you come to a valley or to a wall, a gedder, what do? So you try to be mavliya. And after that, it says when you finished, you're choizel midosai. So tomorrow, I'm going to tell you choizel midosai by putting in those two words in the Mishnah, which seem to be out of place, because if you're able to be mavliya the valley in front of you, because it's less than 50 amos wide. So just continue on. What is this choizer? You return to being moided. I'm not returning anything. I've been being moided for the last 3 hours. I'm not returning. So therefore, mechlal dem eini yochel avlioi. What happens if you're walking northward and trying to be mavliya, and you realize I cannot be mavliya because the opening of this crevice in the earth is 60 amos wide, and my chevel is only 50 amos wide. What can I do? Oh, hoylich lemakom, you can go turn towards the east or towards the west. Shiyoch lavliya, and try to be mavliya further down, because maybe this crevice is going to narrow as we get to the end of it. Umavliya, and then be mavliya. V'tzoyfe kenegin midosai. This is what I was saying before. You use your telescope or binoculars from where you're standing to be able to try to show exactly where this line ends now, right? You've been mavliyat 1,000 amas further down, and now I'm going to be choizel midasi. I'm going to come back to where I was measuring originally. To how far have I? What have I accomplished by being mavliya? So I have to be able to set out a point. He looks with the binoculars or the telescope, and he sees exactly where his original mida was. And then he returns to where he was standing before, not exactly where he was standing, but 50 amas or so further on, or 60 amas or whatever. And from there you continue measuring like you were measuring until now. So this is the explanation that the Gemara gives to these two words, choizel midasai. And although our Mishnah is really silent, you have to add all of that explanation, that if you're not able to be mavliya, you turn eastward or westward. In fact, the Braisa spells it out. What happens? You're now, the measuring comes to the guy to such a valley. That's wonderful. That's what we said in the Mishnah. But what happens if you cannot be mavliya because it's 55 or 60 wide? Then go eastward or westward until hopefully your crevice is going to shrink, it'll narrow, and then I'll be able to be mavliyot. And now he has to be tzoyfe again, look from where he is standing at that time after he's been mavliya, look straight ahead where he was originally. Maybe he will have a friend of his standing there so he can wave to him and say, this is where we're up to now in the Havlah, in the Midah. And then he goes back to that Midah, and he continues from where he started off originally. But, of course, add to that the additional 50 Amas that he's accomplished as a result of the Havlah. Now, Imhoya Gei Mu'ukim, what happens if the Gei was curvy? Now, what does that mean, curvy? Curvy means, Rashi has a couple of explanations, but the second shot Rashi learns is that, again, we're assuming, for purposes of our example, that he's going northward in measuring out the tchum. And as he gets to the north, guess what? He has this wide crevice in the middle, and that crevice goes from east to west, right? From right to left. Good. If at the end, within 2,000 amos to the right or to the left, it is narrower than the 50 amos, great, be mavliya over there. But what happens if it's not less than 50 amas, but rather the gay continues on, but it curves and goes now northward or southward? It's not a perfect crevice which just goes in one directional, but rather it goes now north or south. And now if you're going to measure that north or south, by that point it may in fact be narrower than 50 amas, but that's not going to help you in your midah, because that's in a totally different direction. So what do you do in that case? Then you have to do like it said at the end of our Mishnah. You take the two people, one stands higher up on the incline of this valley, one stands lower down, and as we said before, you start your rope of 4 amas, not 50 amas, 4 amas, from the feet of the higher individual to the chest of the lower individual, and basically comes out in a horizontal level. And now take the chevel from the lower individual, make him now the higher individual, have the chevel go from his feet to the next guy's chest, and so on and so forth, so that you try to minimize the amount that you are measuring based on the descent, the angle of the valley. You're trying to make it as straight and as level as possible. So that's what means maktav oila maktav yard. Higia l'koi, so what happens if you come to a wall? And you want to be mavliya the wall, says the Gemara. Ein oimim yikov akoisel. If it's a wide wall, don't say let's do that same yikov. Have one person stand here and a person climb up the wall and do that measuring with the 4 amma chevel. Ela oim doy v'hoylechle. What you can do is you can do an amida. Amida means just do an estimate. Have somebody look at the width of the wall and start saying to himself, how much is that? It must be approximately 20 amas, 50 amas, 30 amas, 60 amas. You do some sort of estimate, and then you continue on by, this is the only time you're not going to have a precise measure, but it's going to be partially based on an estimate. Freit Dimora, I don't understand why you're saying that. It says, that when you come, although the Mishnah didn't use the word koisel, but the Mishnah did use the expression gay or geder or har. So geder or har is basically the same as a koisel. So in our Mishnah it says you try to be mavliyoy. And if you can't be mavliyoy, then you go to east or to the west, where it's a narrower koisel. And remember, how do I measure the width of the koisel to see whether or not it's 50 amas wide? Now, obviously, a 50 amma wide koisel would be something very, very unique. Your average wall is, today, it's rather narrow, a foot, 2 feet. In the good old days, they made it 5 feet, 10 feet, 20 feet. But 50 amas, that would be almost incomprehensible. But as Rashi explains, it could be that the wall had a wall collapse or a building collapse. And so therefore, where the wall previously was only 5 amas wide, as a result of, but it was very, very tall, as a result of the stones coming tumbling down on both sides, it's now much, much wider. So in our Mishnah, it says that you can go and be mavliyoy. Here in this braisa, it says that you are just doing amida. So don't we have a stira? For nan tanan mavliyoy v'choiz l'midasai. And there it says amida, that you just do an estimate. It really depends on how steep the wall is. If it happens to be a wall that is difficult and almost impossible to climb, unless you're a professional climber, then you do it through the amida method. Amida would mean through an estimate. However, if it's nicha tashmishta, says Rashi, that it's mislakit asora betoich arba'a, meaning as a result of the collapse, you are able to climb up to the top of the wall and climb down the other side. It's just like anytime you have a heap in the Rishus HaRabim or wherever you have it, and you want to be able to climb up and climb down, if it's not too steep, you can climb up and climb down, right? So it's not so terrible. So where it's Nicha Tashmishta, you have to be Mavliya. See how wide it is in terms of your 50 amas. But Hachalei Nicha Tashmishta, you cannot go and climb up or climb down because it's just too steep. And therefore, in that time you do your Amida, your Omed, your estimate. Omer Vira Mishmur, Leishanu Ela She'en Chut HaMishkoilis Yerid Kenegdai. What exactly is a Chut HaMishkoilis? Chut HaMishkoilis is what they call in the professional contracting or building business a plumb line. What is a plumb line used for? You have your contractors who want to make sure that the wall is straight. Now, if you look straight at the wall, it looks straight. It's difficult to see the wall at a profile because it's usually connected to another wall. How do you know that the wall is straight? So you have somebody who stands towards the top of the wall or on top of the wall, and he goes and lowers a plumb line. Plumb line means a rope or a string where there's lead attached to the bottom so that you know for sure that it's going to go down. If it would just be a string or rope, the winds could push it to one direction, that direction. By having metal at the end, it goes straight down. Aha. So now when it goes straight down, if you are standing on top of the building and it goes straight down, does it hit the ground or does it hit the building? If it hits, goes straight down, then you know you have a straight wall. If it hits the building, that means that the wall is slightly at a slant, and that's why your plumb line hit the bottom bricks of this building. So here too, when you're measuring your valley, you also use such a plumb line. You see, look at the last Rashi on the bottom. Loishanu, Rashi, 6 lines from the bottom. Loishanu de Mekader. Mekader again means having two people stand higher and lower, and one holding at the feet and one holding at the chest. Loishanu de Mekader el denichatash mishte. Shemukim kolkach, it is at such a slant, at a curve, she'en chuta mishkoilis yeri kenegdoi, that the chuta mishkoilis does not hit the ground in front of him. What does that mean? Shekeshemeniach chut mishkoilis habanoim, the banoim, the builders, when they use such a chuta mishkoilis, eitzel svasoi, at the end of the building, or in this case, the end of the crevice, v'yaridis la'im koi, and it goes down, the plumb line goes straight down, menakefes b'shipuoi, if it goes and hits the shipua ha'har, shipua means the incline, the angle, umakefes ha'madre milei kenegdoi, elamarchikoi melamato. So you have to see whether or not the chuta mishkoilis is yori kenegdoi. Rashi says kenegdoi means mashma mechuven, that it comes straight down, as opposed to hitting something as it's going down. Now, by definition, if you think about it, if I'm standing on the outside of a valley or a crevice and I'm going to go and let a plumb line down, of course it's going to go and hit the wall on the side, because there's got to be some climb. This is not a building, this is not a wall, this is a crevice that's going sloping downward. So of course the plumb line is going to hit part of the slope, it's not going to hit the floor. And that's why Rashi tells us that in Mi'efshem on the Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to tell us, you don't go and just drop it from your fingers, this plumb line, but you go and take a long stick, which is 4 amos long, approximately 8 feet, and from the end of that pole, you put your plumb line, and you see whether it hits smack bottom of the valley, or rather it goes and hits the incline on the side. So therefore, Amr Bina Mishmur, Loishon of that we say that you're Makadr, that two people stand higher and lower with your 4 amachevel, Elish Ein Chutim Mishkoilis Yerid Kenegdai, that the Chutim Mishkoilis does not come straight down and hit the bottom of the valley, but rather it hits the slope on the side. Av Chutim Mishkoilis Yerid Kenegdai, if in fact goes straight down, then that shows you, Rashi, that this is very, very steep. It's like the side of a cliff. See the top Rashi, Svas is Zekufa Mi'oid, Shein Misrachekes, Misrachekes. Svas tachtisoy mikineged svas goy voidalar ames. Can you imagine? You're standing there at the crevice, you push out your pole 4 amos long, you have your plumb line, and what happens? It hits the ground. If it hits the ground, that means that there's no slope over there. How is it possible that within 4 amos there's no more slope and there's no more? Must be that this is very, very cliff like. Svas is a kufa, it's totally vertical, and in fact, there's little, if any, slope descending in it. If you wanted to get to the bottom, you're going to have to take a ladder and climb down, because there it's totally steep. So in such a case, what means medida yofa? Here it means that you have to do a precise medida. Precise medida would mean that you have to take Yankel and Beryl, and they have to go to the bottom of the valley. They're going to have to take tall ladders, or they're going to have to take a helicopter and go down by with a parachute or something, go to the bottom of the valley, and do a medida yofa, meaning your normal, regular medida, as if it was level territory with your 50 amma chevel on the bottom, until you get to the other side, and then you're going to have to pull yourself up somehow, and then continue the medida from there. So you're not going to do this mekadrin of the 4 amma, somebody standing higher and lower. It should stand higher and lower, it's just too steep. So they just go down to the bottom, and you do a regular, normal medida yofa. How deep is this guy that we are trying to be mavliya as part of the 2,000 amos? Amar Rav Yosef, alpayim, up to 2,000 amos deep. Because if it's up to 2,000, that's always the shear for tchumen. And if as long as it's 2,000 or less, then I can be mavliya it if the width of the valley is less than 50 or up to 50. However, if it's deeper than 2,000, then it's beyond the normal Tchum Shabbos. That's already very, very deep. And then you cannot be Mavliyat. Eisvei Abaye. Abaye says, Rav Yosef, you said that the shear is 2,000. I have a brisa that says, Omek Kuf, 100 amos deep. V'roichav nun, Mavliyai. V'imla, but if it's more than 100 amos, ein Mavliyai. And you, Rav Yosef, said, a 2,000. Every Gemara of Yosef, who the Omek Acherim, he learns like another Brisa, the Sanya Acherim, Oymer Mafila Omek Alpayim, for Oichem Nun Mavliyoi, even if it's 2,000 deep, you can still be Mavliyet. So you see, we have a Brisa Acherim like Rav Yosef, 2,000 deep. Ikariyami, there's another version, that Omer of Yosef, Fili Yeser Me Alpayim, even more than 2,000. This is a very deep valley. You can still be Mavliyah. So Timora, Kimangli Kitanikam Vloik Acherim. Tanakama said 100, Acherim said 2,000, and Vyasa says even more than 2,000. Everything more Hossam. Hossam means in that machloikis between the Rabbanan and Acherim, whether it's 100 or 2,000, Hossam she'en chutam mishkoilis yared kenegdai. There it's talking about that the chutam mishkoilis, the plumb line hits the side of the incline, and therefore it's maximum 100 or 2,000. Goes all the way straight down. It's so steep. And therefore, since it goes so steep, says Rav Yosef, in such a case, you can be Mavliya even if it's more than 2,000. Frank Timura, ad kama, meaning you're trying to establish whether or not the plumb line hits the floor or not. By intuition tells you that if you're standing right on the edge of this valley or crevice, there's got to be at least some incline. To be totally stiff and totally steep like a cliff wall is very, very unusual and unique. There's usually something protruding from that wall. So wouldn't the Chuta Mishkoilis always hit something on the side and not hit rock bottom of the valley? Says Imor Ad Kama Amrab Imi Dalit V'chein Toni Rabbi Yom Mecheskel Dalit. That's what we spoke about in the Amr Aleph, that the surveyor should take a long pole, which is 4 amis long. At the end of that 4 amis long, there have your plumb line. So we're giving you at least 4 amis distance from where you're standing to make up for whatever incline that there might be. And then you see whether the plumb line hits all the way down to the bottom of the valley or not. We kept on talking about the guy being the valley. Now we talk about the har, the mound. And we're saying that you get to a mound, if you can be mavliyat within 50 amois, great. And how are you mavliya the mound? Remember we had in the Toisvis, two people stand with these tall poles, and you have the chevel on the top of the poles, and that's how you measure it. Says Rava, Lishon Bahar Mislakit Yud Mitoich Dalit. We've had Tel HaMislakit before. Tel HaMislakit means that this har, I mean, by definition, a har is not a straight, tall building, but it also has on both sides a slope. The question is, how slopey is the slope? What's the angle? Is the angle such that we can go and walk up the slope and walk down the slope? Or is it such a steep slope that you really can't do it, you have to walk around it? So Omer Rav Leishon Me'abhar Mislakit Yud Mitoich Gimel, that it goes 10 tfochim high as it goes 4 amas long, which is not terribly steep, that is manageable, you could walk up. Abhar Mislakit Yud Mitoich Hei, where you have an even better walking slope, that it only gets 10 tfochim tall after 5 amas wide, so therefore it's much more walkable because the slopiness, it gets higher and higher over a much longer distance. Moiridai medidiyaf, in such a case, then you don't do havla, but you do medidiyaf. Medidiyaf would mean that you go and measure it on the ground as if it's level ground. Why? Because it almost is level ground, since it's so manageable in terms of walking up and down. So it's almost like level karka, and you do a medidiyaf. Medidiyaf means a very precise, meticulous medida with your 50 line. You don't do a koider, you don't do the two people by the foot and by the, it's not like your the cases we have in the Omer Aleph. Ravuna Breda Rav Nosson Masa Lekula. Ravuna Breda Rav Nosson took this shtickle toira that we said now in the name of Rava, and he made it slightly more lenient. What is that? We start again, Omer Rava. Lo Yishana, when do you say Havlo El Bahar Mislaket Asara Mitoich Chomesh, that it's so easy to walk on because it's 10 by 5. 10 tvachim tall by 5 amas long. Very easy to go and walk up and walk down. Then you mavliya. El Bahar Mislaket Asara Mitoich Dalid, in that case where it's 10 by 4, which already is more troubling. You can walk it, but it's not that simple. As you become a little bit more senior, then you got to be a little bit more nervous to hold yourself because it's a fairly steep incline. In such a case, you don't even have to measure it at all. You just do the amida, the estimate, like we said back on the Omer Aleph. So that's a big kula. I don't have to measure with poles and with lines and with chevel. Just do an estimate and then continue on. Okay, now we said when you're doing the havloah, if you cannot do havloah straight ahead, but you have to go to the right or to the left, then we said, well, actually, don't go beyond the Tchum Shabbos of 2000. Because people that are observing what the surveyors are doing, and they see that they're going so far to the right or so far to the left, they will assume that that's all within the Tchum Shabbos. Otherwise, why are they drainzach over there? They don't realize that the reason why the surveyors are over there is because they're trying to attempt a havlo'ah of this wide crevice. They think that the Tchum just keeps on going on down to there, and therefore I'm allowed to walk there on Shabbos. That's why, because of that Gezeira, they said, don't go beyond the Tchum when you're trying to be Mavliya it at a narrow point to the right or to the left. And the Mishnah said at the end, what happens if you can't be Mavliya because it's wider than 50? Then you're Mekadrin. Now, for the first time, the Gemara tells us, Rashi explained it, and we explained it before, but it says, Gemara Tanurban, it says in the Braise, Ketzim Mekadrin. What is this Mekadrin Baharim? Tachton Kenegin Liboy, Elyon Kenegin Margiloisav. That the bottom person, again, you're measuring, for instance, going into a valley, you have two people, the lower person has the Chevel Kenegin Liboy, the higher person has a Kenegin Margiloisav next to his feet. And we saw the picture before in the art scroll, very, very nice picture. And as a result, we minimize the amount that is used up by the slope. It's almost totally horizontal. I mean, you got to have some part of the slope, but it's done in such a way, it's as if you happen to be on the bottom of the valley and you're just measuring Medidi off. The problem is you can't be on the bottom of the valley on the sloping part of the valley because there's no bottom there, it's just a slope. We try to level it out as much as possible by doing these horizontal 4 amma ropes from feet to chest, feet to chest, feet to chest. And there, this way, you minimize the amount that is taken up by the slope. Omer Abaye, Sabayizim in Naktinan, in Mekadrim Lechevel Shel Arba Amas. You don't use the 50 amma one that we had in the Mishnah, but rather use a Chevel of Arba Amas. And then we had in the Mishnah that Reb Dostoy said, Bezu Omer Reb Dostoy Bar Yanai. Here you use this Mekadrin, the two people higher and lower, for purposes of Tchumen on Shabbos. But that's because Tchumen is Drabonon. However, by Egla Rufa with Ori and Miklat, which are the Oiraisim, Neisha Inshel Toira, the Ein Mekadrin. So what does that mean, Ein Mekadrin? So Rashi says, that what you would have to do is, if... Now, what means Egla Rufa and Ori Mikla? Egla Rufa, as you know, means that unfortunately a person, Nebuch, was killed, and we're trying to find out from who the perpetrator was, and the FBI and the CIA and the Mossad are doing their due diligence, but we haven't found the perpetrator yet. What do? We have to go measure to the closest town, and then that closest town has to go and bring what's called an Egla Rufa. They have to decapitate an eagle. Agan Samaisa, like it says in the Torah at the end of Parshas Shoiftim, right before Parshas Kisetze. Anyway, Lamaisa, when you're measuring that, the closest town, what happens if two towns are in the running and between the Mokim, the place of where that person passed away, where he was killed, and one of the towns, there is a crevice or a valley in between. There you cannot do any Mekadrin. What you have to do when you're measuring is you have to go and do a Medida Yofa. What's a Medida Yofa? That means that you're going to have to go up and down the sides of the valley and measure them on the ground. You're going to take your Chevel, and as if you put it, you don't have to physically put it on the ground. You can have the two people holding it, the 50 Amma Chevel, and treat it as if it's totally level karka. The way you would normally go and measure level ground, you're going to have to measure downwards and upwards to determine which town is the closest to Nebuch, the person who was killed. Same thing applies to Ari Miklat. As you know, by Ari Miklat, not only do you get the benefit if Chas Shalom, a person is a Rotzeach B'Shogeg Nebuch, by accident he killed someone, so he has to run to the Ari Miklat. But the Ori Miklat is a miklat, it's a shelter, not only in the Ori Miklat themselves, but also within the Tchum, Arum and Arum. The Tchum again is a 2,000 Amis. So the question is, how do you measure those 2,000 Amis? If there's a valley or a crevice, you don't say Mekadrin, but rather you have to go and measure the slope down and the slope up as part of your Tchum, because these are Diorises, you don't get any leniencies like we had in our Mishnah and in our Gemara. So Rabbi said, I think we'll stop here by the new Mishnah, and we'll continue Mishnah tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. I wish you all a good night. Any questions? Hearing none. Oh, Shlomo
has
a question.
Yes, what happens if the...
Let Steve go first. And
I have a comment. I was reading a commentary by Rabbi Steinsaltz. He's talking about the Nargila plant. Uh-huh. And according, they say it's a... apparently the coconut palm was the best one that could be used. I didn't grow in Eretz Israel, but they're saying it because it was the strong, the coconut, the outside, the shell, very fibrous, and they used that, and it wouldn't, they would use that for stretch when it got wet, so it was more exact for measuring.
Oh, shkoyach, thank you. So, had a coconut fiber.
Just interesting side note.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Brother Shai, you had a point that you wanted to make, or a question?
A very steep with Eglin Rufa or Eric McLeod, if you had a very, very steep incline, and you can't go down, I mean, then it's more than, you can't lower the rope. There must be a method of spanning it somehow, because you don't want to go with your mountain climbing gear up and down. So there must be some other...
Apparently you would have to go with your mountain climbing gear. You'd have to take a long ladder, and you'd have to have people up and down the ladder. And if it's very, very long, you know, the tallest ladder is not going to get you down to 2,000 amas. So apparently that's what you'd have to do. You'd have to have professional climbers. I mean, Eglah Rufa obviously, hopefully never happens. Or if it does happen, it's going to happen pink next to a town where you have such a large crevice, such a large valley. And you only have to measure it with this precision to make sure which one is the closest. If that's the only one in the running, I'm assuming that then you would have a leniency. It's only if you have two, and one is a little closer, one's a little bit further, but one has this crevice and one doesn't, then you have to, you know, come up with this plan. As far as the Ari Miklet, presumably they knew more or less what they were, even without the climbing up and down, the surveyors that did it professionally, whatever. Anyway, but you're right, technically it's going to make it more difficult, no question about it. Okay. Shkoyach, everyone, have a good Moyed. Have a wonderful day. Mitchum, continue tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Zeige Bench, 1 and 0.